When we talk about climate change, we usually make projections into the future. The number of degrees rising by a certain year, the number of climate refugees. We talk less about what is happening right now, when, as the title of a recent Foreign Affairs article put it, climate change is already killing us. Scientists already detailing how climate change is exacerbating disease, causing food shortages, ruining air quality, making public health one of the world's most immediate climate crisis challenges. Among those thinking about this is infectious disease specialist Dr. Emily Schumann, who teaches at the University of Michigan Ann Arbor and joins us from Michigan Radio. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And you have conversations like this. I mean, people have said to us enough of the death and destruction, but it is alarming and people should know, you being an infectious disease specialist, how big a problem is climate change with respect to the spread of disease?
Well, climate change is already quite a big problem in terms of the spread of infectious disease. And there are really two major factors involved here. One is the spread of infectious diseases that are spread by arthropod vectors, including mosquitoes and ticks. The other is the spread of diarrheal disease, typically spread through poor sanitation.
Okay, we'll talk about the mosquitoes, ticks, flies, and fleas first. I mean, what are some of the diseases already on the rise?
Mosquitoes, as of right now, cause about 500,000 deaths worldwide each year.
Every year?
Every year. And most of those deaths are caused by malaria. Another very common mosquito-borne illness worldwide is dengue, and there are quite a few others as well.
Yeah.
And we are already seeing an increase in these diseases related to climate change.
Well, there's triple E, Eastern Equine Encephalitis. A handful of cases compared to 500,000. But are you alarmed about that?
Yes, I am alarmed by that. It's definitely an increase. Eastern equine encephalitis is typically a very rare disease here in the United States, and we're seeing quite a few cases here recently in the eastern part of the country as well as the Midwest. And it's fairly late in the season to be seeing mosquito-borne diseases. We're already well into the fall here. And these are typically more summertime diseases. So I do think this is a concerning trend.
Well, mosquito is now considered the world's most dangerous animal, and its range is increasing. Talk about how climate change impacts where you find malaria, for instance.
Mosquitoes are animals that really depend on water in order to breed. And they also tend to be more active at higher temperatures. So as we see rising temperatures, increased rainfall worldwide, we see an increase in the range and number of mosquitoes. For example, 80s species mosquitoes, which spread diseases like dengue, Zika virus, chikungunya, West Nile virus, currently about 50% of the world population is susceptible to being bitten by those mosquitoes, and we expect that to increase as the climate continues to warm.
Well, the WHO has created tables with actual predictors of how many more disease-related deaths we can expect because of climate change. It's, you know, not light reading, but we'll post it at hereandnow.org. But what are some that jump out at you?
So according to the World Health Organization, by the year 2030, which is not too far in the future, they expect that climate change will contribute to an additional 48,000 deaths due to diarrheal illness, as well as about 60,000 additional deaths due to malaria.
Talk about the diarrheal, the waterborne. We see pictures of people wading through water in flooded areas. There has got to be waste in that water.
Yeah, that's right. And with climate change, we'll be seeing more extreme weather events leading to flooding, which causes a number of problems, including contamination of the water supply, disruption of our typical infrastructure for both sanitation as well as providing health care, and also displacement of people where you can potentially get crowding of large numbers of individuals in a small space. And all of these problems contribute to the spread of diarrheal disease.
And what are they?
Cholera is a big one, which is a bacterial pathogen. There's also a protozoan called Cryptosporidium that we see sometimes in the setting of extreme weather events.
We've reported here on medieval diseases making a comeback, bubonic plague, more prevalent in the U.S. than before. So is shigellosis, Bartonella, Quintana, diseases that may be more prevalent because of increased humidity. But people are moving around a lot because of climate already. How does that impact the spread of some of these diseases?
Yeah, again, I think that gets to the problem of overcrowding and conditions where you really see poor sanitation, which can contribute to both diarrheal disease as well as some vector-borne diseases, like you were talking about with Bartonella quintana, which is spread through an arthropod vector that can be transmitted when people are kind of crowded together in close quarters.
Yeah. We talk about this as if it's a remove sometimes. I mean, as I said, we see pictures of people in other countries in flooded areas or maybe in other cities, not our own. But one scientist from Stanford said the developed world is going to see an increase in diseases associated with the developing world. It's coming for you is the way that she put it. What might some major cities in the U.S. see?
I think we often forget that diseases like yellow fever and malaria used to be endemic in the United States. And thanks to our excellent public health infrastructure, those diseases have mostly been eliminated. However, we do have the mosquito vectors here, and I think with the warming climate, it's possible that we could see a resurgence of some of those diseases in parts of the United States.
Yeah. And what is Nipah?
Nipah virus is spread primarily by exposure to animals, including pigs and bats. And most of the outbreaks that have been reported so far have been in Asia. It is a disease that can be highly fatal, and it's possible as humans kind of increasingly encroach on animal habitats that we'll see the emergence of more diseases like Nipah.
It's frightening. And for people who are, you know, really interested in climate change, it's part of this wave after wave of bad news. What is your takeaway from this? I mean, is there something positive we can see in this?
Well, my takeaway is that, you know, climate change is already happening. And I think we need to take measures to mitigate climate change, reduce carbon emissions. But I also think that we have to adapt to the current situation. And in terms of infectious diseases, that really means creating new vaccines and treatments for these diseases that are already quite deadly for many around the world.
That's Dr. Emily Schumann, an infectious disease specialist at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, talking about the effect of climate change on the spread of disease. It's chilling, but Dr. Schumann, thanks so much for sharing it with us.
Thank you.
And to clarify, we mentioned the number of climate crisis deaths projected by the WHO. These are annual figures expected by 2030, when the organization is also forecasting 95,000 pediatric deaths a year from starvation.